This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February of this year, and I'm talking about no other than Nucor Gold Limited. And even though this is my personal opinion, you ought to take a look at this gold company because I think they're on the forefront of something really huge. Market cap around under $50 million. Stock price trading around 48 to 49 cents a share. Again, it's Nucor Gold Limited. And you can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol NCAUF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol NCAUF. And with us today is the CEO and president. We're very fortunate and lucky to have him, Mr. Luke Alexander. Luke, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Before we get started on the Q&A today, just give my listeners just a little bit of a geographical background of where you guys are located at and where you're digging your gold at and where you're drilling at.
Yeah, so we're located in Ghana. Ghana is Africa's largest gold producer, produces about 5 million ounces per year. Interestingly, Ghana also has four of the top 10 largest gold producers on the planet. To put it in perspective, Newmont, which is the largest gold company out there, 18% of their total global production comes from Ghana. So it's a major player globally. It's the seventh largest gold producer, very politically safe jurisdiction to be operating in. And we're very fortunate to have amassed such a large land package in Ghana, about 216 square kilometers. We're situated on the Sefwi-Bibiani Belt, which is one of two prolific belts that runs through Ghana. There's been a total of 200 million ounces discovered in country. We've got great neighbors along the same belt as us. We've got Kinross's Chirano mine. We've got one of Newmont's two producing mines, the Ahafo mine. Those sit at 5.5 and 15.5 million ounces. So it's a true district scale opportunity that we've got at our Enchi project. We've identified 25 targets to date, of which we've only drilled on six of them. So huge exploration upside for us. But at the same time, we've also already defined a 1.2 million ounce inferred resource. So a really good base for us to be ultimately growing off of. And we couldn't be happier than to have been able to amass this position in Ghana over a number of years.
You know, I couldn't have said it better. And last time you were on the show, we talked about that. You believe you guys are sitting on 1.2 million ounces of gold, if not more. That being said, why should investors take a look at your company and why should your company be on their radar?
District scale exploration would be the biggest thing. In terms of our current 1.2 million ounces, that's a 43-101 compliant inferred resource. That report we put out in September, October of last year. Since we last spoke in February, we have done a lot of drilling on the project. We've completed an additional 13,000 meters. That's been focused on resource expansion at our Boeing, Seum, Niam deposits. Those three deposits make up that 1.2 million ounce inferred resource. But we've also gone back to another area called Kwachi Krum, and we think that Kwachi Krum will ultimately become our next resource area given all of the successful drilling that we've been having there. When we last spoke, we had proved up about an 800-meter mineralized zone. We've now, with drilling that we've recently put out, extended that to 1.3-kilometer mineralized zone. That sits on top of an anomaly or a target that is 4 kilometers in length. So we've only now drilled about a third of that total target. And ultimately, we think that, that's a big exploration opportunity for us to continue to step out at Kwachi Krum, as well as all three of those other deposits that I talked about, Boeing, Seum, and Niam. All of them remain open along strike, as well as open at depth. Since we last spoke, we also have put out some very encouraging higher grade results. I'd encourage your listeners to go have a look at our March 22nd press release. Those were some results from the deepest holes ever drilled at NIAM, down at about 175, 200 meters below surface. So, you know, in terms of drilling, those are still relatively shallow holes, but for us, they're quite deep. And we, you know, came across some nice 5 gram plus material within those intercepts. And that's what we're going to continue to look for with some of the deeper drilling that we're going to do at all three of our deposits, as well as some of the other targets on our property. And that's typical of what we've seen with these multi-million ounce deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani belt, is that as you start to drill deeper and get into the fresh rock or the sulfides, you ultimately typically start to find higher grade. So we're very happy with the near surface oxide material that we've got on our property, but starting to complement that with some of this deeper, higher grade results is something that we talked about on our last show, and something that we've now been able to deliver on. So we've been very excited about that.
The summary that you really want my listeners to take away from the results, I mean, I'm looking at the press release. I mean, you got down here around 40 meters. You also got down around 9.0 meters. What's the next step for your gold company? Where do we go from here?
Our focus remains on exploration. I mean, if you look at all of the results that we've released so far as part of this 66,000-meter program, to put that 66,000 meters in perspective, it's the largest ever drill program on this property. If you look at our 1.2 million ounce resource, the RC and diamond drilling that feeds that was only about 50,000. So we think this program will significantly add to that overall resource. But, you know, we've released 33,000 meters of results so far, so exactly half of the planned drilling. So over the next number of months, we will continue to aggressively drill and get results out to the market. The pace of results that we've been putting out so far has been about every 3 or 4 weeks we've had batches of results, and that's what we're going to continue to focus on. And in terms of some of those drill results, the back half of our drill program is going to be more focused on diamond drilling. So we've got about 18,000 meters of diamond drilling planned, which is going to focus in on some of that deeper drilling. So that's a big focus for us, drilling. But at the same time, we're very busy working on an updated PEA, which we announced we will have out by the end of Q2. So call that in the next 4 to 6 weeks. We'll get that out to the market. And that encompasses that 1.22 million ounce resource. If you look at our previous PEA or economic study that we put out, there was an in-pit resource of 721,000. So easy math is we've added 500,000 ounces to the in-pit resource. So we think that will ultimately create a further underpinning of value for our stock, and ultimately could be a real catalyst for our shareholders. So we're very excited to be able to get that out to the market in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
You know, speaking of catalysts, people that are going to be listening to the show here on Monday, what is it that you believe the catalyst is going to be with the upcoming next 2 or 3 quarters for someone to maybe think about taking a position in this company?
I think we've seen, you know, a strong gold market over the last few weeks here. I think our stock has kind of traded in a range of, call it, 58 to 65 cents Canadian since the beginning of the year. So it's traded in a very tight range. We've traded about 9.5 million shares. So we've traded a lot of volume. Our total free float or our total float for the company is about 99 million shares. So a very tight float from that perspective. So I think, you know, from that perspective, we've been very well supported. And as we start to see the gold price rise, I mean, I think there's a good opportunity for us to ultimately re-rate. And specifically, some of the catalysts that could drive that are drill results, which we will continue to get out every 3 or 4 weeks, as I mentioned, as well as this upcoming PEA, which we think can be a good catalyst for the company. So those would be the main things that I would look for over the next two or three months.
Luke Alexander is my guest today. He is the CEO and president of Nucor Gold Limited. Take a look at them. They're on the OTCQX. They're a Ticker symbol is NCAUF. If they're in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the NCAU. Luke, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I'm going to keep my eyes on this company, and I think it's going to be on my radar and many, many more radars of people out there listening to it, because we have a lot of people that listen to the show that definitely invested in gold. But I'm going to give you the last word of the day, maybe a little bit of a takeaway from the interview.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on. I mean, I think ultimately what you're getting with Nucor is a district scale exploration opportunity backed by a very strong management team with a proven track record of ultimately making money for shareholders and a number of very successful companies, as well as extremely well backed from the capital markets. We're 35% institutionally owned, and we've got 5 tier one investment banks currently covering us from a research perspective. So for a company of our size, it's very rare that you find all of those things. And I think that's one of the reasons investors should look at Nucor in detail. And then the other thing I'd just leave you with is we are very active on social media. So I'd encourage people to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. And we've got a YouTube channel. We've had very good feedback and always keen to engage with prospective investors. So feel free to reach out through our website as well.
Thank you very much for coming back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.